Goldman Sachs CEO warns of looming job cuts amid slow economy. By Amy Furr on December 29, 2022. Goldman Sachs is preparing for more job cuts in the near future, according to CEO David Solomon. We are conducting a careful review, and while discussions are still outgoing, we anticipate our headcount reduction will take place in the first half of January, Solomon explained in a year-end note to employees, Bloomberg reported Wednesday. There are a variety of factors impacting the business landscape, including tightening monetary conditions that are slowing down economic activity. For our leadership team, the focus is on preparing the firm to weather these headwinds, he added. In May, Goldman Sachs said President Joe Biden, D, should cut approximately $100 billion from citizens' pay by importing millions more foreign workers, Breitbart News reported. The longed-for cut of 1.25% in Americans' wages would take $137 billion from voters' pocketbooks each year, in perpetuity, according to data provided by another Wall Street firm, Moody's Analytics. Moreover, Goldman's focus is on stock values. Those stock values are based on Wall Street's predictions of future profits over the next 20 years. So Goldman's one-year migration surge and one-year wage cut of $100 billion could boost stock values by about $2 trillion. According to the Bloomberg article, it was possible the investment firm would try to cut nearly 8% of its workforce to contain a slump in profit and revenue. However, a final number regarding the job cuts has not been determined. In September 2021, economists at Goldman Sachs said the economy faced a harder path than was previously believed. Breitbart News reported at the time, noting the firm expected the economy to grow 5.7%. Back in August, Goldman lowered its growth estimate from 6.4% to 6%. That followed a downgrade from 6.6% in July. Back in February, Goldman had growth at 6.9%, the report continued. Meanwhile, a December Rasmussen Reports poll found most Americans are still concerned about the economy under Biden's leadership, even though he has claimed to be building the economy of the future.